This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has touted the success of his coronavirus task force efforts known as Operation Warp Speed in his first remarks in 8 days since just after the election. In a Rose Garden ceremony, the president said his administration's task force had spearheaded the development of therapeutics and a vaccine.
We will work to secure an emergency use authorization, which should be coming down extremely soon. And my administration will then coordinate the distribution of the vaccine. And it will be approved, I think, again, it will be approved very, very quickly.
Pfizer recently announced that its vaccine had a 90% success rate against the virus after third stage clinical trials. However, the company has said it did not receive federal help in development of the vaccine, though the government has ordered millions of doses. The president did not mention the recent election results in his Rose Garden remarks. New coronavirus restrictions take effect starting Friday night in the state of New York. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
All restaurants, bars, and gyms statewide will have to close at 10 p.m.
This just puts, you know, a nail in the coffin for some places.
Teresa De La Haba is the owner of McSorley's Pub in New York. Closing at 10, she feels, will knock out a lot of businesses.
That we're hoping to just hang in until, you know, December and then reevaluate.
Many were hoping holiday business could bail them out. Derek Teague with the Forget Me Not Bar thinks closing at 10 may be just the start.
We look at the model in London, model in Ireland, rest of Europe. You know, these restrictions kind of come in gradually, and then, you know, we're just hoping that we're not going to get shut down completely.
The state of New York is also barring private gatherings of more than 10 people. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. UN Human Rights Commissioner Michelle Bachelet has expressed alarm at the deteriorating situation in the Ethiopian region of Tigray, warning that fighting there could spiral out of control. Rupert Colville is Bachelet's spokesman in Geneva.
There is a risk this situation will spiral totally out of control, leading to heavy casualties and destruction, as well as mass displacement within Ethiopia itself and across borders.
The statement follows a report by Amnesty International of mass killings in southwest Tigray. Bachelet called for a full investigation of the alleged killings, saying killing of civilians could amount to war crimes, and there must be an independent investigation and full accountability for what has happened. Government forces have been bombing targets in Tigray. The federal government accuses Tigrayan leaders of being an illegal breakaway group. At least 15 people were killed in cross-border shelling between India and Pakistan on Friday. Reuters' Olivia Chan has details.
Indian officials said the barrage of mortars and other weapons along several parts of the line of control, the de facto border, began after Indian troops foiled an infiltration attempt from Pakistan in northern Kashmir. Pakistan military said in a statement it had responded to unprovoked and indiscriminate firing by the Indian army. Both India and Pakistan claim Kashmir in full. Each rules part of the region, with New Delhi long accused its neighbor of fueling an insurgency, which Pakistan denies. Indian and Pakistani troops regularly exchange fires across the mountainous border. Both sides also accuse the other of firing at civilian areas.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. The Spanish military has set up a camp to ease pressure on more than 2,000 migrants stranded at a harbor on the Spanish island of Gran Canaria. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Local authorities have become overwhelmed after a wave of arrivals trying to reach European shores during recent days. A wave of people fleeing from mainly African countries arrived earlier this week before the camp of 23 tents with capacity for just 200 people was set up alongside an old military warehouse. Gran Canaria and the other Canary Islands lie around 60 miles off Morocco's west coast, and the number of migrant journeys has seen a tenfold jump this year. 15,404 people have so far braved the perilous Atlantic crossing, but that number is still far from the peak of more than 30,000 arrivals in 2006.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.